getting you home. This is 105 Drive with Julian Clover.
As you've been hearing, Cambridge 105 was out on the Market Square on Saturday as part of Love Your Local Market. I caught up with a couple of the traders, starting off with David Jacobs, who's the former head of the Market Traders Association. I started by asking him about the kind of customer that came shopping on Cambridge Market.
We're so lucky in Cambridge. We get such a flow of people through, of all nationalities, local visitors. It's a joy.
I was going to ask about that. You're the Cambridge bag stall. You should tell everybody who you are for when they want to come around next time. You've got a selection of bags, all sorts, I guess, really. And the type of people who come along, some of them are tourists, some of them are, I guess, Cambridge residents from both town and gown.
Indeed. A lot of residents, but a lot of tourists. A lot of the language students come through the doing their courses for 4 weeks, 6 weeks, and they need extra bags. And they come to me and get the extra bag from me, which is very good.
Perfect place to sort of. How long have you been doing this for?
I've been here on the market for 41 years now.
41 years? That's a long time. And you don't look that old, it has to be said.
Well, I started working for different traders, then took up the doing ladies' clothing, which probably a lot of people remember. I used to sell outsized clothing.
Right.
And then I took on the bag stall about 10 years ago and developed this now, and it worked well.
So was it an existing business that you picked up on, or was that when you started?
It was indeed, yeah. So went from the ladies' clothing and into ladies' handbags the next day, so good fun.
Yeah, I've got another gentleman alongside you who's, by the looks of things, I'd say you were a butcher, sir. Would that be correct?
That's correct, sir.
That's a good guess, isn't it? So how long have you been working on the market for?
Personally, myself, 42 years.
So just outranking David by a couple of years there.
Yeah.
And what's the name of your store?
SS Gawthrop & Sons. We're family butchers. Been trading on the market since 1919.
So that's quite a while. So I'm assuming that probably makes you the grandson rather than the son. So that make it three generations then altogether of your family who have been on the market.
That's right, yeah. My grandfather started when he came out of the First World War. Started here one day a week on a Saturday. And then traded around the villages around Cambridgeshire with a pony and trap. And consequently, we still do Saturdays and we do Wednesdays as well.
Do you have a shop anywhere as well, or is it entirely the market?
No, shop in Cottenham, in the High Street. And we also a traditional butcher, no backpacks. We feed all our own cattle. We don't buy any beef from anywhere. Got our own livestock transport and do our own slaughtering.
I have a running joke on 105 Drive about the cows on the Fen Causeway. Similar that one moment you're stuck in a traffic jam looking over the cows, and the next moment you're enjoying them in a burger. And that actually can happen in Cambridge, can't it?
Quite possibly so.
Yeah. So tell me, over the 42 years that you've been here, maybe you as well, David, have some memories too. What's changed? Has the stores around us, I mentioned Marks & Spencer, I guess that's been there for most of the time, but some of the other brands have come and gone. And
Marks & Spencer's 24 years ago didn't exist here. It used to be known as the Victoria Cinema.
Oh, really? Okay, it was one of the other cinemas.
Yeah,
okay.
It's Victoria Cinema, and next door to that, where the ATM machine is, the entrance to the Still & Sugarloaf pub, which used to be a cellar bar.
Right.
Yeah, it has changed somewhat. Okay. But the square hasn't changed much.
Because this is the interesting thing. You can look back and you see different clothing on people. But other than that, really, it hasn't varied that much.
I know. It's the same always, which is lovely. That's the joy of the square, I think.
Yeah. And the people who come in, you still get, I guess, people turning up first thing in the morning before they do their day, or people who get the regulars who always come to the market?
We do. We're fortunate to have quite a few regulars through the course of the day, but unfortunately, the big stores are taking away a lot of the regular trading, which is inevitable. They, the supermarkets, online trading, it's all it's all taken away something.
I guess as it did have the different sides of different threats you both face, because with a bag, I guess some people might see something online and order it from somebody across the country or even across the globe. Whereas for a butcher, I guess that is often the supermarkets and people who would rather have something wrapped up in a bit of cellophane than to get advice, the best cut from somebody like yourself.
Well, that's true. But like I say, we're lucky that we are still a traditional butcher. We don't have no backpack meat. All the carcass meat the meat is hung in a carcass, which is the proper way to hang meat. Well, the supermarkets will tell you it's matured for 21 days, but it's not matured in the carcass, it's matured in a backpack.
Now, you're third generation here. Are there younger people coming up who also want to work the market? You know, do you have sons, perhaps, who will be able to work alongside you in years to come?
Yeah, I've got a son, stepson in the business now, a nephew. One of my other sons, he's more towards the agriculture side of the business. He's studying at Milton Farm School as we speak now, you know. But he's got a lot of sheep of his own. So he'll do the meat job, but he prefers the livestock side.
There is a competition, I believe, being run as part of Love Your Local Market Fortnight to try and encourage some of the youngsters to get involved, and perhaps the talk of some teenage market taking place here in the next couple of weeks.
That's what I've heard. I hope that happens. Yeah. Encourage some business out.
Either we need the new blood, yeah, you feel, to come through.
Yeah. Not the easiest thing to do now, I must say. Right. But what a pleasure it is to be out here and to enjoy the square, really.
Yeah, I bet it's not so much fun when it's pouring down with rain, though. It's sunny. Yeah. Like, it's not
then I'm standing here pitching, I'm shouting umbrellas all day.
Yeah.
And getting some sales there.
You'll suddenly become a bag stall to
an
umbrella stall. That's good. Gentlemen both, thank you very much for speaking to Cambridge 105 this afternoon.
Really enjoyed that. We did that on Saturday afternoon when we were there as part of Love Your Local Market on Cambridge Market. We're blessed by the weather. It has to be said, it's a bit windy to start off with on Saturday, but once the wind disappeared and the sun came out, oh, it's absolutely glorious. And as I was saying to David there, it's sort of kind of feel like it's been like that forever. 19 minutes away from 6 o'clock, we'll have another one of our requests coming up in a short while's time. It's for Cathy Dunbar, and we'll do that after the travel.